Shalom Aleichem. Good Shabbos. Happy Friday, my mishpocha, chavrim, my friends and family. How you doing? Welcome to the podcast once again, Self-Improved, where I like to get what's on my mind, what I've written down, and tell you instead of inputting it on to others. In this podcast, we're going to start with a part two of the paradoxes. You can skip 2 minutes in, and you'll be good and clear of that if you don't like paradoxes. And there is a real treat for you coming up after those paradoxes in the final, 8 minutes of this podcast. So, gang, enjoy. See ya. What is up, everybody? This is unedited, unchopped up, because I don't have my computer. And I'm just going to go off the cusp. Here we go. Enjoy. We're going to start with something called the table surgeon paradox. Looking the part is sometimes the worst indicator of competency. The one who doesn't look the part has to overcome much more to achieve its status than the one from central casting. If forced to choose the one that doesn't look the part. It's very interesting. The looking paradox. You may have to stop looking in order to find what you're looking for. Have you noticed that when you're looking for something, when you're looking for something, you really find it? Stop looking. What you're looking for must just find you. Applies to love, business, investing, or life. I get this, that I do understand that sometimes you need to trust, fall into the universe, and just let it play its part. And absolutely, stepping back and trusting everything, yes, that will end up showing you the path. I get that, but I don't really like that one. The looking paradox. You may have to stop looking. Oh, that's the one. The fear paradox. The thing we fear the most is often the thing we need to do the most. Fears, when avoided, become limiters on our growth in life. Make a habit of getting closer to your fears. Then learn to take a leap in that moment when you're most scared. You'll always find growth on the other side of that leap. It's true. When you're scared, that's when you take the jump. The constant change paradox. When you're finished changing, you're finished, says Benjamin Franklin. The only constant in life is change. It's the one thing you can always count on. The only constant. Embrace it and be dynamic. Be adaptable. It's true. The constant change paradox. It's true that once you stop, when you're finished changing, then you're finished in general. Anyways, this is really deep. I absolutely love this, and I might even say it in the next podcast episode as well, because it's really, really special. Ram Dass, this guy who's really spiritual and philosophical, he says, grief is a product of attachment. Otherwise, when somebody dies, you wouldn't even remember they existed if there wasn't an attachment to the memory of them. So it's a sign of the attachment of the mind, that concept, right, that we seek identity. We attach to things in order to feel alive. The issue is that it's very human for people, when they have touched a deep place with another human being, to then get attached to that container in which they felt the deep feeling. Because, again, you gotta understand, you're getting this feeling off of a vessel. No different than when you get feelings off the cell phone and the video games. A person is giving you that deep feeling. They're a container which holds that. We then miss the container, the human, the person, when the container isn't there anymore, when they've died. So you can grieve for the form through which you felt love and say, then, when you quiet down, after a long time and a lot of grieving, you can then say, you're really quiet inside. So you find out that the quality that you have had with that person is still present, even though the form isn't. That's what you realize when they're gone, and after you've grieved, you realize that the quality you had with that person is still present, even though the form, that container, is not. You begin to see that love does transcend death. The people in your life you love, and that have passed on, they don't actually die, because the attributes, characteristics they passed on and the love you feel for them keeps them alive. But remember, they are not the form, the container, the meat suit. That's not them. They are the awareness of the love, just like we are the awareness of the love. We're interconnected that way. And that love carries on. That awareness carries on. That's what's beautiful. there's a saying here, how true it was when Plato said, "What surprises me most about humankind is that we get bored of our child. We rushed to grow up. Then we long to be children again. We lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health. By thinking anxiously about the future, we forget the present, such that we live in neither the present nor the future. We live as if we're going to die. We live as if we're never going to die. This has to leave never lived to begin with. We can easily forget a child who's afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. Never discourage anyone who's continually making progress, no matter how slow. I'm the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. Good people do not need laws to tell them to act responsibly, while bad people will find a way around the laws. Human behavior flows from three main sources: desire, emotion, and knowledge." Deep, deep, deep. Anyways, gang, I hope that touched you. I love the concept, by the way, that love transcends death. I love the concept that we get attached to the form of people, the physical form of them, and that when they're gone, we actually realize that we still have them in the feelings they gave us. And that's why we will forever, that's why it transcends. It's why our feelings for each other transcend death. When we die, it's not as much of a tragedy when we realize how they made us feel is still with us. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Anyways, that's all. It's going to be a quicker episode this week. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you're wondering how I'm doing since last week's episode, I'm doing all right. I've started accepting. I've talked to people. I've got an appointment with Jared Dalton, who saved my life 7 years ago. And I'm going to talk to him again, get some tools. Because I realized I listened to... I've done a lot. I've listened to a lot of interviews. And Tim... doesn't matter. Tim, whoever, he's famous. He said, you know, ending your life is like putting on a suicide vest and blowing up in front of your family and friends, right? And someone else said it's like a tsunami, and that wake just obliterates those closest to you, right? Anyway, so I'm seeking help, and Baruch Hashem, if I have to go my life just feeling a little miserable, and actually after that episode I did last week, I realized how, you know, sorry, I didn't realize anything. The view on the world changed. The way I see the world has changed. I know this sounds mashuga. I sound high as a kite. Everything looks different. It's more superficial. I don't care anymore about stuff. It sounds horrible, but actually that's liberating, believe it or not. Very liberating. And it makes me just want the best for everyone. Even though I can't have it for myself, it's so I want the best for everyone, because I just want to watch the movie of people thrive. I'm just going to watch the movie. That's it. And to me, that's what everything's been like. I don't care the result anymore. The result of things don't matter to me. I'm just here to experience until I don't experience. And I can't wait for that, actually. I'm really looking forward to not... to being out of this consciousness, but while I'm in it, I'm grateful for it, and I'm gonna just watch and enjoy the movie, the experiences. I hope that makes sense, and so that's how I'm coping right now, but I can't wait to talk to Jared in a few weeks, and I'm not trying to execute a plan or anything anytime soon. I feel a lot better, and it's made everything better for relationship-wise with people. Not that I don't think they could feel it that much anyways, but I'm pretty good at hiding stuff, but anyways... love you guys. Thanks for listening. Zeb Weisdorf signing off.